Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Managerial Decision Modeling with Spreadsheets by Nagraj Balakrishnan is a practical guide to turning business questions into structured, data-driven decisions using spreadsheet models. Positioned at the intersection of management science, analytics, and everyday managerial problem-solving, the book emphasizes how a well-built model can clarify trade-offs, test assumptions, and improve the quality of decisions under constraints. Rather than treating spreadsheets as simple calculators, it frames them as flexible platforms for formulating optimization, simulation, and what-if analysis in a way that managers can understand and use. Readers are introduced to a disciplined modeling process, defining the decision, identifying inputs and outputs, setting up logic transparently, and validating results before recommending actions. The focus is on realistic managerial contexts, such as capacity planning, budgeting, scheduling, and resource allocation, making the material relevant to students and professionals who want to apply analytical thinking without requiring specialized software. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a disciplined approach to spreadsheet-based decision modeling. A central theme is that good decisions start with good models, and good models start with a repeatable process. The book stresses problem framing, identifying the decision to be made, the objective that defines success, and the constraints that limit feasible choices. From there, it highlights building a transparent spreadsheet structure that separates inputs, calculations, and outputs so that stakeholders can review assumptions and follow the logic. This kind of design reduces errors and makes it easier to run scenarios, update data, and hand off a model to someone else. The modeling workflow also includes verification and validation steps, such as checking units, testing extreme cases, and reconciling model outputs with managerial intuition or historical performance. The goal is not only numerical correctness, but managerial usefulness. A model should support explanation, persuasion, and action. By treating spreadsheets as communication tools, the approach encourages managers to document assumptions, label ranges clearly, and create summaries and dashboards that connect analytics to decisions. This foundation prepares readers for more advanced techniques like optimization and simulation by ensuring the model is structured to handle change, uncertainty, and scrutiny. Secondly, optimization for resource allocation and planning decisions. A major decision-making capability in spreadsheets is optimization, where the model selects the best feasible plan among many alternatives. The book focuses on formulating common business problems into decision variables, an objective function, and constraints. Typical managerial applications include product mix, staffing, budget allocation, transportation, and capacity planning, all of which involve trade-offs and limited resources. It explains how linear and integer formulations capture real operational rules, such as minimum order quantities, fixed setup decisions, and logical either-or choices. Attention is given to translating business language into math-ready spreadsheet structures, representing decisions in cells, calculating total profit or cost, and building constraint checks that enforce limits on labor, materials, demand, or policy. Just as important, it emphasizes interpretation of results, understanding shadow prices or the managerial meaning of binding constraints, conducting sensitivity checks, and recognizing when small data changes can flip the recommended plan. Readers learn to see optimization output not as an unquestionable answer, but as a starting point for managerial judgment, negotiation, and implementation. This topic anchors the idea that spreadsheets can do more than report history. They can prescribe actions with measurable impact. Thirdly, handling uncertainty with what-if analysis and scenario planning. Managerial decisions rarely have perfect information, so the book emphasizes methods for exploring uncertainty directly in spreadsheet models. What-if analysis is presented as a practical way to test how outcomes change when key inputs move, such as demand, prices, costs, cycle times, or service levels. Scenario planning extends this idea by organizing sets of assumptions into coherent futures, allowing managers to compare strategies across best case, base case, and worst case conditions. The book encourages identifying the few inputs that matter most and building models that make those drivers easy to adjust and audit. This reduces the common risk of overconfidence that comes from a single point forecast. Readers are guided to examine break-even points, threshold effects, and nonlinear behavior where small changes in an assumption cause big changes in the recommended decision. The emphasis is not on complexity for its own sake, but on building insight into risk exposure and decision robustness. By structuring scenarios clearly, managers can communicate uncertainty to stakeholders, justify contingency plans, and choose strategies that perform well across plausible ranges rather than only in one assumed future. This topic builds the mindset of using spreadsheets as laboratories for controlled experimentation on business assumptions. Fourthly, simulation modeling to evaluate risk and variability. When uncertainty involves many interacting variables or probabilistic outcomes, simulation becomes a powerful complement to scenarios. The book introduces simulation as a way to generate distributions of possible results rather than a single estimate, supporting decisions where risk matters as much as average performance. In managerial contexts, this can include project completion times, inventory performance, service operations, and financial outcomes where inputs vary simultaneously. The key idea is to represent uncertain inputs with probability distributions, repeatedly sample outcomes, and summarize results using metrics managers care about, such as expected value, percentiles, probability of loss, or service level achievement. The spreadsheet environment makes simulation accessible by letting readers link random inputs to operational logic and observe the downstream impact. The book also highlights good practices: enough replications to stabilize estimates, clear separation of random inputs from deterministic calculations, and careful interpretation of output charts and statistics. Importantly, simulation is framed as decision support, not prediction certainty. It helps managers compare alternatives under uncertainty, quantify the value of safety buffers, and assess the likelihood of meeting targets. By pairing simulation results with business constraints and preferences, readers learn to make choices that balance performance and risk in a defensible way. Lastly, model implementation, communication, and managerial usability. A technically correct model is still a failure if it cannot be used, trusted, or maintained. The book addresses the practical side of spreadsheet decision models, building them so that others can review them, reuse them, and rely on them in real decision cycles. This includes conventions for layout, naming, and documentation, avoiding hard-coded numbers buried in formulas, and creating input sections that are protected or clearly marked. It also emphasizes communicating results to decision makers through concise summaries, clear charts, and explanations that connect model mechanics to business meaning. Managers need to understand what drives the recommendation, what assumptions are critical, and what constraints are limiting performance. The topic also involves model auditing and error reduction, encouraging systematic checks, version control habits, and stress testing. Another important point is aligning the model with organizational processes, budgeting calendars, approval workflows, and reporting requirements. By thinking about usability early, readers avoid creating fragile spreadsheets that break when data changes or when a new user takes over. This focus makes the analytics actionable, helping ensure that optimization and simulation insights translate into implemented decisions, monitored outcomes, and continuous improvement. In conclusion, this book is well suited for MBA and undergraduate business students, early career analysts, operations and finance professionals, and managers who need to make defensible decisions using tools already accepted in their organizations. Readers who have basic spreadsheet familiarity and want to move beyond ad hoc calculations into structured modeling will benefit most. The practical value comes from learning a repeatable way to frame decisions, build transparent models, and apply prescriptive methods like optimization alongside risk-aware techniques like scenario analysis and simulation. These skills can improve day-to-day work by clarifying trade-offs, reducing costly spreadsheet errors, strengthening business cases, and helping teams align around data-backed recommendations. Compared to similar books that either emphasize theory without implementation or focus on spreadsheet mechanics without decision rigor, this title stands out by treating spreadsheets as a complete decision platform, formulating the problem, computing the recommendation, and communicating the implications. That combination makes it worth buying for readers who want both methodological grounding and practical templates for real managerial problems. The result is a toolkit that can be applied repeatedly across budgeting, operations planning, capacity decisions, and strategic trade-offs, delivering ongoing returns beyond a single course or project. If you would like to support Nagraj Balakrishnan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.